walking down Old Beacon Street, sitting on the steps of ERN. Got 65 cents in my pocket, two packs of chiclets, one rolled up Clorette, six Camel lights in my hip pocket, no matches though. Someone gets up in the morning, listen, and rub my head. Oh,
looking for love to call my own.
Fix my breakfast, man, and bring it to my bed. Oh,
looking for love to call my own.
Then this lady, she gotta do a little housework. Oh yeah, and massage me again. Oh,
looking for love to call my own.
Lots of love, lots of kissing, baby. People under there
looking for love to call my own.
Let me tell you. Gets up in the morning, rub my head, oh,
looking for love, call my own.
Yeah, do a little housework, baby, man, to pamper me again.
Looking for love, call my own.
Simonize my car, baby, fill it up with gas.
I'm looking for love, call my own.
Do everything I say, man, do it real fast. Oh, I'm looking for love, to call my own. Listen. Find my baby. I said I got to find my baby right now. Look at the moon, I'm looking at night. I got to find my baby. She's nowhere in sight. I'm looking. Take two. Let me hear you. Give me a key. Let me hear you say, Yama Gama Guba Liba Liba. No, not Gama 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 Guba Liba. Gama 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 Guba Liba 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 Liba. Hey, shut the heck up. All right, this is the Swan Vistas of Vestas. I don't know. We just named ourselves. We send it by postcard, $2.98 for $3. You get one in the mail. You get it on email. Our number's email 50670. Give me a C now. Just send your money ERS. Do it to it and do it, do it real quick. Put it in the check. Put them greenback dollars in. Ladies, let me hear you. Well. I said no more slipping and dogging around with you. I got no more slipping and dogging around with you. I said you want to do a baby, now honey, you know what to do. I said life like a card game, always take a chance. Never get a love and a baby, never find romance. Listen, you got packed and fair and square. But baby, don't gotta give me no air. Woo! You got packed and fair and square. But baby, don't gotta give me no air. When you around me, baby, got treatment fair. Oh, Johnny. Woo! Listen, I got no one to love me, no one to call my own. No one to call my own. I said you wanna be my baby, now honey, gotta stay at home. You gotta pack fair and square.
Baby, don't try to give me no air. Woo, you got packed fair and square. Baby, don't try to give me no air. When you're around me, baby, gotta treat me fair.
Well, that was the acoustic stuff that Peter Wolf cut for us. Again, he's going to be at the Middle East on April 7th, so definitely go by and pick up some of them tickets and take the one you love. Is this going to be a show that you're going to want to take the one you love there?
Take the one you love, or the one you want to love, or the one you did love, or the one you're going to love. But I'd like to also say that, you know, a lot of these songs came from the acoustic, the solo albums. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of hard to find, too, because some of them have been, as record companies do, they cut them out and they repackage them, so that they're kind of hard to find.
Lights Out was huge. That was a big, right? I'm not mistaken when I say it.
Yeah, right. I think it sold 60 copies.
Man, listen, I can remember listening to the radio back, what was that, 82, 83, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I remember, man, that song was played to death.
Well, that's a song, actually, man, I wrote with Don Covey. And it's it's a funny story with that, because Don's wife died. And as I said earlier, it was a big influence. And people said, you know, John, stop writing. He's got this mental block. You know, he's just sitting home alone in Queens. And she was sort of like his, someone that really helped him and was like his manager. And so I called him up one day. I said, Don, you know, how would you like to do some writing? He goes, I don't know, man. I'm feeling kind of blue. I said, well, come on, man. I need some help. This is my going to do my first solo album. You know, the band and I have gone our separate ways. And come on, help me. And so I was staying at the record company, put me up this real posh Carlisle Hotel in New York. Mm-hmm. Very expensive, like one of these very European hotels. And a phone rings upstairs, says, sir, you got Mr. Covey in the lobby? I said, yeah. And I walked down there, it's Don Covey with his big old cowboy hat on.
Yep.
And he says, come on, man, where are we going? I said, well, I got a friend's house. And we go to a friend's house. And he said, well, I have my limo waiting outside. I said, oh, Don, really? So we go out and there's this like 1952 Cadillac, car, but like with wire on it and all that stuff. And we're going up Madison Avenue, and he has his driver. He says, you know, introduce me to this guy as his driver. I said, hey, man, how you doing? It's good. And we're going up Madison Avenue, and all of a sudden the car explodes, you know. And Don, without losing the beat, is talking to me about songwriting. The driver's getting out. He's opening up the hood.
Man.
You know, there's steam coming out of the motor, you know. And of course, Don is, you know, pretending none of this is happening. So, you know, Peter, when I said, Don, maybe you and I ought to get into a cab. And it was the hottest day, man. It was like it was like in New York City, and it was like 102 degrees. Mm. And we were in this third floor apartment, and we were working on some stuff. And we decided, man, we can't work. It's too hot. And Don took off his shirt. I took off my shirt, and it was just dripping. You know, he had his guitar. I had this guitar. And we decided to click on the air conditioner. And we clicked on the air conditioner, and then there was this little fan, and Don put the fan on, and bam, the lights went.
Oh, man.
And hence, Lights Out.
Lights Out! Uh-huh! Blast, blast, blast!
We're here live with Peter Wolf. Now, Pete, I know you wanted to talk about some of the guys in your new acoustic band.
And ladies, I might say.
Oh, some fine ladies in the band.
Yes, yes. No, thank you. Working on guitars is Stu Kimball from, used to be in a band Face to Face. Johnny A used to be in several bands around here. Lovely Miss Beth A and Miss Patty on backups, and we have percussion. So it's that's the ensemble that's going to be at the Middle East, and that's the main core. And there'll be some friends dropping in and out as the evening progresses, I'm sure.
Cool. That's going to be so cool. And so are they also playing on the solo album, the new album coming
yes,
out?
Yes, Johnny and Stu hopefully will be on that. And that I hope to have out by spring. But Lord knows it's been a long line with that.
Has it been recorded yet?
Most of it has.
Okay.
Most of it has.
So you're just waiting for a label or something?
Yeah. No, that's all coming through. I've been through certain legalities with this my previous record label. Mm. That sort of slowed things down for a while, and that's just come to a resolve. So hopefully things will. The ice, there's been cracks in the ice, shall we say. So without getting into those, all this boring, and people focus enough on this O.J. Simpson thing. I don't need to get into the legalities of my life.
the Peter Wolf trial live. Yeah.
My own Cato.
So the new album. Is it going to be acoustic or is it going to have some of the house party?
It's going to have a combination thereof.
Oh,
and
cool.
So it's not really going to be one way specifically. And you were asking me before about the acoustic, you know, it's so, you know, fashionable with this unplugged stuff. But, you know, the way the acoustic thing really just started was that with the House Party 5 band, which is the band I've been playing with around a lot here last year and stuff, a lot of those guys play with different, do a lot of different sessions and things. And when during the last election, when they were trying to sort of get rid of rent control throughout the state, I did a bunch of benefits to try to keep rent control for a lot of the lower income families and elderly, et cetera, et cetera. And it was easier for me at that point to gather some acoustic musicians to go out and do these things. And mm-hmm. so we would do guest spots. And so people at the Middle East asked if I would do it again. And so this is really what that's all about.
Cool. That's great. And what are your plans? What do you think your plans are for the future? I know it's hard to tell, you know, what the future is going to bring, but do you have any, like, things you'd like to record, things in the works, stuff you'd like to do in the next couple of years? Are you going to tour? When this album comes out, are you expecting to do a wider spread tour, like the country or
a few
cities?
I hope, Matt, that when this next record comes out, I will have myself a band and we will get on the highways and byways and just nonstop, because I really love to get back out there and rejoin and recontinue what I used to do and love to do so much. And, you know, I just, between painting and music, that's my life. Don't have any hobbies other than that. Don't go on vacations. This is what I do. And, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, there's a show going on now of a bunch of different musicians. There's a couple of pieces of mine at the Zygott Gallery in Cambridge. It's on Broadway and Norfolk Street, and it's not too far from the Middle East. And there's some Willie Alexander and Asa Bredner and a whole bunch of good people have a bunch of things there. I think there's about 18 different artists that there. So that's might be worth checking out, people interested in that kind of thing.
Definitely.
If I might plug it.
Oh, no problem, man. And while you're in Cambridge and you're checking out the gallery, may as well stop by the Middle East on Friday night. We'll plug this again one more time. Friday night, April 7th, 8:30 and 11:30. Tickets are $8. Peter Wolf and his acoustic band will be, I guess it's billed as Peter Wolf and Friends.
Yeah. So Peter Wolf and Friends. And Matt, I really appreciate you mentioning it so many times. You're going to have to be my guest. And so consider that done.
Sure.
Matter of fact, you know how to tune a guitar?
I'm a drummer, actually.
Well, okay. Well, we can help you. We might need you. So I'll get your number.
Cool. Listen, I want to thank you for coming by.
Thank you. And, you know, this you picked this last number for us to walk out on. And I'll tell you, you know, a little funny tale. This is an Early Giles song, I think from the second album we ever made.
Morning After.
Right, with Bill Simzik, who went on to do a lot of the stuff for the Eagles and things as a producer. And it's a song called It Ain't What You Do, It's How You Do It. Now, this story can go on forever, but I'll try to edit it down for you because there's nothing worse than hearing someone yakking instead of playing music. But we're out there on the West Coast, and there was this trailer parked outside the studio, Record Plant Studio. And we'd be recording, and the trailer had this plug. And one day we were in the studio, and we were taking Magic Dixie with the harmonica player's amp, pulled out the plug and moved it to another place, and some guy came running out and said, "Who pulled out that plug?" And we said, "Well, we did." And he said, "Well, man, that plug is Sly's trailer plug." Uh-huh. And it turned out Sly Stone was living in this trailer, and he would stay in there, and when he felt like it, he would go in and record. And the recording he was making was Family Affair.
Oh,
and
wow.
We'd see Stevie Wonder and Bobby Womack and all these people walking in and out, checking out. And we'd hear this like strange noise. And we didn't know that that was this noise that would go on endless, you know, these endless hours was actually Sly getting the production for Family Affair. And so we were doing this track, Ain't What You Do, It's How You Do It. And I'm screaming there. And it's this long scream.
Oh, it's right up there with like Ray Charles and... So it's really
so we're cutting it live, and Bill said, "Listen, man, let's go in for another take, one more take." I said, "Whoa, hold on, man, I gotta hit the head, you know, if we're gonna do another take." So I run down the hallway and I go run into this little bathroom. I run into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, on the floor, is these two executives from Columbia Records, dressed in suit and ties, sitting with Sly Stone on the floor of the men's room, and Sly Stone insisted that they were gonna have a marketing meeting. And he wanted to have the marketing meeting on the floor of the bathroom. So, of course, you know, he was hotter than hot in those years. And, you know, it'd take you higher and it'd just come off. You know, it was just, he was just tearing it up. It came off at Woodstock. And, I mean, he was just selling zillions of records. And so he made these guys have this meeting in the bathroom. So I go up to the urinal, man. And first I say, excuse me. And he goes, no, it's nice. He says, come on in. And, you know, I go to the urinal and. He comes up behind me and goes, hey, man, what you doing? I go, well, I think it's pretty obvious what I'm doing. Yeah. I said, it ain't what you do, man. It's how you do it, because that's the song we're cutting. He goes, that ain't true. I said, what do you mean? He goes, that ain't true at all. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, what happens if you were riding down the road, man, and there was this bag, and in the bag was a bunch of babies, and you ride over these babies. Now, man, it's what you did that counts. So I said, excuse me, Sly. let me tell you.
That's deep.
I said, let me tell you about this. What happens if I was riding down a road and there's this paper bag and I don't know that there's babies in it? And, it just seems like an old paper bag and I just ride over it. You know, there's one thing about knowing if there's babies in it, not knowing if there's babies in it. So it's what you do, it's how you do it, or it's what you know, it's you know, sort of. It all kind of feeds in the same thing. And he gives me this hard look. And he says, hey, listen, man, I don't care what you say. You can jive me around. You can turn me around. But whatever happens, those babies are dead and you kill them.
Oh, man.
And then on his side, he had this huge bullwhip. And he took this bullwhip and he untied this bullwhip and started chasing me down the hallway. And go, rock it over there, man. You killed those babies.
Oh, man.
I come running in the studio. And I said, man, Bill said, what's the matter? What's the matter? I was all out of breath, you know. And I said, man, you wouldn't believe what happened. He said, what happened? I tried to tell him the story, and we did this take, and this take even had a longer scream than the last one, and that's Ain't What You Do, Man, It's How You Do It.
Matt the Swinging Cat, you've been listening to the Soul Bucket, and I just gotta say WERS and the Soul Bucket and myself thank Peter Wolf greatly for donating his time to Live Music Week, to raising money for the station, and you are just one of the nicest people I've ever met, Peter Wolf. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Matt. Keep on playing those good great old R&B things, because they are the true treasures, and I really appreciate you continuing to do that.
Thank you so much. I will. And again, thanks for coming in. You're listening to 88.9 FM WERS Boston, a broadcast service of Emerson College.